理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 3. Historical Sites. Part 1. Reading and Translating. Reading A. Forbidden City. The Palace Museum, known as the Forbidden City, was the home to 24 Ming and Qing emperors, off limits for 500 years. It stands in the center of Beijing,covering 720,000 square meters, owning 800 buildings and 9,999 rooms, constituting a priceless testimony to Chinese civilization during the Ming and Qing dynasties. It is the largest and most magnificent group of palaces existing in China and a treasure house of various relics. It is also perfectly maintained.In Chinese, the Forbidden City is called Purple Forbidden City. The Purple Forbidden City was inaccessible to the common people during the reign of the emperors. Even the highest civil and military officers could not enter it without good reason. The Forbidden City is one of the architectural wonders of the world. The construction took 14 years and was finished in 1420.The former palace's outer court, with its halls of supreme, central, and preserved harmony, and side buildings, was where the emperor handled the state affairs and held grand ceremonies. The three main and six eastern and western palaces form the inner court, where the emperor dealt with daily government affairs, and where the imperial family lived.The last dynasty fell in 1911, but Emperor Puyi still lived in the inner court. In 1925, it was converted into a museum and opened to the public. In 1987, the palace was inscribed on the UNESCO World Cultural Heritage List. How to get there and get around. Buses numbered 1, 2, 4, 10, 20, or 101 stop at Tiananmen, front gate of the palace. Trolley buses number 103 and number 109 stop by the north gate. Opening time. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Last admission at 4 p.m. in summer and 3:50 p.m. in winter.Admission fee, 50 yuan per person. Tips. 1. Photography is strictly forbidden in the halls and palaces. 2. At Meridian Gate, you can rent a guide tape with player in various languages to introduce you to different places in the city. The tape can be returned at North Gate as you exit.Neighborhood. The hill in Jingshan Park opposite North Gate offers a panoramic view of the Forbidden City. Others. Imperial concubines and eunuchs. As is famous in Chinese history, the emperor always had many concubines. Besides his wife, the highest ranks of concubines were Guifei, second to the empress, and Bin.Third to the empress. Not all the concubines had the chance to sleep with the emperor. Some even had not one chance at all. But all of those women were not allowed to marry others. The emperor had so many concubines and maids, so he was afraid that some might have affairs with the male servants. For this reason, the eunuch appeared to serve the emperor, the empress,and the concubines. New words. Concubine. Convert. Eunuch. Imperial. Inaccessible. Inscribe. Off limits. panoramic, relic, supreme,
testimony,
tip. Proper nouns: the outer court, the inner court, the supreme harmony hall, the central harmony hall, the preserved harmony hall, the meridian gate.
Part 3. Listening and speaking. Means of traveling. Sample conversation 1. Air. The Jordans are going to Xi'an. Mr. Jordan is calling the book office of Air China to book his tickets. Air China, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to make a flight reservation to Xi'an on September 18th.
Just a moment, please. I'm sorry, sir. There is no ticket available on that day, but we have flights for Xi'an the next day.
May I inquire about the departure time?
8:30 flight in the morning and 1:20 in the afternoon.
What time is the plane due for the morning flight?
9:55.
Well, please book me 5 tickets at 8:30 on September 19th, will you? By the way, 2 adults, 2 children, and 1 baby.
One moment, please. Yes, I can. Would you please tell me your name?
Tom Jordan. TOMJORDAN.
Your address, please?
Beijing International Hotel, room 8620.
5 tickets, 2 adults, 2 children, and 1 baby for the 8:30 flight to Xi'an on September 19th. Is that right, Mr. Jordan?
Yes.
First class or economy class?
Economy class. May I know the flight number?
Your flight number is CA301. We have the booking agency in the first floor of the hotel you are staying in. You can manage it there.
That's good.
I would like to remind you, Mr. Jordan, you will have to show the birth confirmations of your 2 children and 1 baby to the book agency this morning, and you must collect your tickets 48 hours before the takeoff time. Otherwise, your reservation will be canceled.
Thank you for your reminding.
You're welcome. Sample conversation 2. Taxi. The Jordans are going to Beijing Airport next day. Mr. Jordan wants to make a taxi reservation by telephone. Taxi service, can I help you?
Yes, I want to book a taxi for tomorrow morning.
To where?
To the airport.
What time do you want the taxi to leave the hotel tomorrow?
Well, we will take the 8:30 flight tomorrow morning. Would you tell me the proper time we leave the hotel?
It will take 1 hour to get to the airport by car from our hotel. The traffic in the early morning is usually not busy, and 2.5 hours should be enough. How about 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
We have 2 children and the young baby with us. Half an hour more is better. Please get a taxi ready for us at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
At 5:30 tomorrow morning, September 19th. May I have your name, please?
Tom Jordan.
Your room number?
Room 8620.
Anything else?
How much will the taxi charge?
According to the charge chart, you will pay renminbi 130 yuan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your calling. Hope you have a pleasant journey. Sample conversation 3. Train. The Jordans have visited Xi'an. They are at Xi'an Railway Station for getting on the train to Suzhou. Will you please put your bags on the moving belt? They have to go through the X-ray machine for security check.
Sure. There they go. Would you please tell me the boarding gate for Express 79 to Suzhou?
Please look at the signs overhead. Express 79 to Suzhou, departure time 15:40, is at Platform 6. Join the people under this sign. You have the young baby with you. You can wait in the special waiting hall. The special waiting hall is over there.
Thank you very much.
Show me your tickets, please.
Here you are.
Your 4 sleepers are number 7, 8, 9, and 10 in carriage 12. It is about at the end of the train.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sample conversation 4. Ship. The Jordans are going to Hangzhou by ship.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Please tell us where bed 10, bed 11, bed 12, and bed 13 are.
My bed is number 14 in cabin 9. Are your beds in cabin 9?
Yes, we are in the same cabin.
It's nice to travel with you in the same cabin.
It's wonderful.
I have never traveled by ship before. Have you, Mr. Jordan?
Yes, several times in my country, but it is the first time in China. It seems that the Chinese people like traveling by ship very much. Is it true?
Yes, I think there are many reasons for it. Apart from the beautiful river sights and the special travel experience, the cheaper ship fare is one of the important factors. It means that traveling by ships is usually less expensive than by plane and by train.
Oh, I see. We have saved money this time. My children enjoy the half fare. That is fine. We are excited that we can visit Hangzhou soon. Hangzhou, as well as Suzhou, is known as the earthly paradise, isn't it?
Yes, you will enjoy it. It's a fine evening, isn't it? Listen. They are sounding the siren. The ship is about to leave the harbor. Shall we go to the deck and have a look?
Let's go and take a picture.